I have an interesting topic for today that I want to get your opinions on. So, we are edging ever closer toward a strange dystopia where everyone is terminally online, as some might say. And there was something that I saw recently that was talked about by a few of those like YouTube commenters, commentators.
The scholars, yes.
Yes, 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 the scholars. So the two that I saw were, if you know these channels, then you might have seen their videos. Chad and Sophia Nygaard.
Ah, I know Sophia.
You know Sophia, okay. Yep. They talked about something that is digital clothing.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I saw that.
Have you guys heard about this?
No.
Yeah. So digital clothing is clothes that you buy that are, what are they, like $70, $80 or something? It's like an insane amount.
Yeah.
Real quick, are you just trying to sell us your NFT project?
No, this is extremely close to NFTs, however, and it's annoying. So what it is digital clothing that you use a software to like superimpose it over yourself.
Yep.
Oh my god.
And then you can post it, you know, you can use it for like Instagram or whatever, social media and stuff like that. So it's literally clothes that you buy just for your online media presence. One, all the clothes look bad. They're all extremely expensive. You can't actually wear them. It's literally like buying clothes or buying like a cosmetic armor set in like World of Warcraft or something like that.
Whoa! Don't bring the gamers into this.
I was watching this just like jaw dropped. Just like why? Why is anyone interested in this? I get the idea of like cosmetic things for like video games because you want to look freaking sweet. Okay, the sweet Death Knight armor is awesome. Okay,
yeah, I'm very much guilty of buying skins in League of Legends myself.
Right,
I'm that kind of degenerate.
Right, but there's still a point to that because it's when you're playing a game, you're representing like a character, and that character has like a cool skin.
I feel like you're just making the argument for the people.
No. Because
it's different. It's different, guys.
It sounds fucking stupid. Is what it is.
I mean, I myself have. I don't think I've ever bought a skin for a video game. But I still find it strange that people would buy clothes they cannot wear in the real world, and they can only buy it in the digital like space.
Okay. Here is my counter argument. Are you ready?
Go on.
All right. I don't know if you all are aware, but there is this, I would say it's a pandemic called fast fashion.
Okay. Yes. Right? Oh, I'm aware of it. Yeah.
Yeah. You're aware of fast fashion. H&M, Zara, other fast fashion stores, they make tons of clothing.
Yes.
And they sell it at a discount. And it's usually pretty thin. You can find some good things at H&M. I'm not disparaging them completely. I have a couple shirts that have lasted a while. But for the most part, the things you get from those types of stores, they typically wear out because they're so cheap. You know, Walmart's a good example of fast fashion as well.
Yeah.
So if you buy, like, if you are a tuber and you're doing your outfit of the day, your haul, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you're buying all these clothes, and what do? You donate them, but you know, there's so many people that donate clothes all the time. Like, we don't need more clothes. We don't need more of that waste. But I don't agree with the spending $100 for a digital piece of clothing. But if you could get it pennies on the dollar, digital clothing.
Yeah.
And I see it as more of a niche market for influencers than for the everyday person.
That's really what it is. And that's usually the argument that I see. The commentators I spoke about earlier, that's the angle that they say that these companies are going with. Not that they agree with them, but that is what they're going with. And I understand that point. I still find it daunting that people's online presence is so incredibly important that they're willing to buy digital clothes.
I mean, people's online presence at League of Legends is so incredibly important they buy skins for their avatar.
John, have you gone pro yet with League?
Oh no! Not
okay. Right. See, that's the thing. It appeals to a wide mass, you know. And I like you said, as we move more towards, you know, digital lives and intertwining with virtual ones, like, can you imagine if your avatar was like yourself but with digital clothes?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
It's coming.
It's coming, but not in a good direction. I don't know if you ever heard when Mark Zuckerberg was at one point talking about what's the VR thing.
Multi
Oculus?
It's meta.
Yeah, but is the specific thing is called Horizons, isn't it?
I don't know.
Like the 3D world, like the VR 3D world or whatever. There is market for digital real estate in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the reason why he says it is because he's like, yeah, so because people are the idea anyway, I'm not going to quote him, but the idea anyway is that, well, people can't buy real estate in real life, so we're offering them real estate in the digital world. And it's just like, they're not fixing a problem. They just refuse to fix the real world problem. Maybe I'm too much of a practical man, but I just see that and I'm just like, why not just do something about the world we live in?
Because it's a way to make money. That's exactly. It.
I know that, and we're getting towards the Matrix, and that's what scares me. Kelly, you'll agree with me on this.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You're terrified of robots.
Yeah, robots are terrifying. They are. My question about selling online real estate is like, all right, is all the real estate just like idyllic and beautiful, or are they going to like create digital scarcity of real estate and create like slums and like rundown places to make
is there
like,
going to be
more valuable fake houses? Are they going to like recreate like, poor neighborhoods and rich like neighborhoods online?
The gentrification of the online.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be gated communities. There's going to be HOAs up there. They got to spend a nominal fee for half an imaginary fucking grass cutter to come through.
It doesn't already exist to that extent. But in the online game Final Fantasy, there's a finite number of homes that you can buy, and only one of those homes can be owned by a character on a server.
Whoa.
There's around 10,000 homes.
Wow.
That's it?
It's probably more than that. But those houses are extremely expensive. And, you know, certain guilds have huge amounts of influence on each server of who gets what.
Oh, man.
Gotta cozy
now,
up
I don't
people.
Play... I only know of this kind of system in the game. I do not play this game myself. I'm just saying it's kind of similar to what Kelly's talking about here. Because it's like, oh, you own a house in that place? Well, you must be poor.
Yeah.
So sad. I mean, if I grew up on Final Fantasy, but I haven't played it in a long time. Especially not this new iteration of
the online game.
Yeah.
14, right?
Yeah.
Well, 14. Yeah. 14, 15, whatever it is. Yeah. It's just, we're living in the beginning of a weird time. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We're living in the beginning of a very strange time. Just like seeing influencers with digital clothes.
Fucking clothes.
I just had this suspicion that like my son Cohen is gonna come to me like 20 years like,
Dad, why didn't you buy this in the metaverse? It was only like $2,000. You could have quintupled your investment.
It's the same thing because my dad will come to me and say like, man, when I was your age, Apple stock was $5. It's
oh,
just like
God.
All the same thing.
Yeah.
They prey on the FOMO.
Yes.
They do.
Yeah. I remember seeing a tweet a while ago where this, if you follow Crypto Bros Taking L's on Twitter, hilarious.
Those pop up every once in a while.
Those are so funny. But there was one that it was a text message from like this, from this NFT investor's mom, or no, I don't know if it was an NFT or like some kind of coin or whatever. It might have been some kind of coin, but it was a text from like his mom or something, and she was just like, you told us to invest when it was this much and now it's a fourth of that, fix it.
Yes.
And he was just like, dang, sorry mom. Like you ruined your life, man. Well,
what's the segue?
Segue is that
the digital world, or we go to buy
digital apps in Pathfinder.
Foundry has switched to Meta, so we have to pay for this.
Foundry will never do that; it's too perfect.
Actually, we're wearing Oculus right now. We're actually living in our characters' bodies.
I would legitimately do that.
Yeah.
Then you just see Benson take a hit, and you're like, "Oh shit, John, you're bleeding."
It's like, God, it's so real.
If you die in the game, you die in real life.
Oh my God, just sword art.
Yeah.
That's what we're moving towards.
Yeah.
If that's what we're moving towards, can we please do like D&D 5e instead of Pathfinder 2? <Yeah. please? laughs> The game after you hit level 5, it's pretty hard to die.
Yeah. I feel much safer in 5e. Well, you guys leveled up last time.
Yay.
Yeah.
Let's get into some level uppies.
Really?
Benson. Level 8 Benson, tell me about him.
Level 8 Benson, I got more health, better stats. The biggest thing I got was my quicken shield block feat. Basically, I now have a free reaction that's not tied to my general reaction every turn to use my shield block. So I basically no longer have to use an action to raise my shield ever again.
Yep.
So real good action economy stuff going on there. Other than that, I got an intimidating retreat general feat.
Yep.
So where anything, if I intimidate a lower level than me, they have to retreat from me for a turn.
Yep. So that'd be fun. Elkwood.
Okay. So Elkwood, level 8, same thing. He gets a little bit extra HP there. And all the general increases. But, however, he is taking a nice cool class feat here called Warden's Boon. And by I pointing out vulnerabilities, I can grant the benefits listed my Hunt Prey and Hunter's Edge to an ally until the end of their next turn. So whoa, my precision damage, I can give them that ability as well. So for Benson, give extra D8. Kezra, extra D8. Just able to
not enhance.
Well, if you, well, it says
if you did anything other than heal.
Well, yeah, I mean, because it doesn't...
Yeah, stop healing. Stop
healing. It doesn't technically specify it, so as long as you use, like, a attack spell.
Oh, Divine Lance.
Divine Lance, yeah. Or was it the Scorching... not Scorching Ray.
Produce Flame.
Produce Flame.
Produce Flame, or the Shining...
Soundburst.
Shine? No, it doesn't work for that, though.
Yeah,
it's like direct attack stuff. Right, yeah. No, it's the one that uses the...
Searing Light?
Searing Light.
Yeah. That's oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you could add extra D8 to that, technically, as long as I'm reading it correctly. But yeah, so that's a cool little thing. Buffs allies, at least. Because the other ones were more kind of like, take negatives to increase attack. And I'm like, yeah, but if we're fighting the same enemy, might as well knock out extra D8 of damage.
Yeah, yeah.
And really the only other thing I could really take that I thought was good was Swift Sneak, which would be appropriate for this, that I could just move full speed while sneaking.
Oh, wow.
So I'm...
That's really big. Yeah.
Yeah, instead of doing a quarter or was it half something?
Yeah, it's half.
Yeah, now it's just full.
Basically, in combat, you can always just roll a stealth to move.
Yep.
And if you succeed, you'll still move your normal speed and you'll be hidden.
Yeah. So, perfect.
Wow.
Yeah, so he just disappears from the site without slowing down. And Vamir just gets a general boost of everything as well.
Nice. Kezra.
Kezra... took a... So, level 8 sorcerer feats aren't all that fun. So, I took another barbarian feat.
Ah.
Nice.
So, I took basic fury, and I took sudden charge. Which allows me to move twice and attack. And because I took barbarian resiliency, I get 3 extra hit points. So,
okay.
Make Kezra a little tougher. I took Arcane Sense, so I can always have Detect Magic. And I'm not going to tell you my new 4th level spell, because I think it'll be more fun to just spring it on you.
Damn it.
Yeah, but I did swap out a 2nd level spell.
So is it Blazing Dive?
No. so every level, you as a spontaneous caster, you can replace a spell that you have with something else. So I swapped out my level 2 Blur, because I wasn't really using it.
Okay.
Oh, right. I have a lot of other spells that I use instead.
Yeah, yeah.
And I took Illusory Creature.
Ooh,
that
fun. Elephant.
Yeah.
I love it.
No, Elbow.
Yeah, I was sad that Elbow was unable to do anything, even though that was part of his charm.
Uh-huh.
Now I can create an actual Elbow who will walk around and, you know, do elephant shit.
as long as Elbow looks the same, he's just like this 2D cardboard cutout walking around.
Yeah, he walks around like a South Park character.
Yeah,
The mechanics for Illusory Creature are pretty cool. It's long, so I'll try to summarize it. So it has a range of 500 feet, which is pretty sick. The duration is sustained, so I believe I can sustain it for up to 10 minutes per the core rule book. I believe it's 10 minutes. I can at level 2, it can create a large or smaller creature. Appropriate sound, smells, and feel. It's substantial enough to flank with. It can attack creatures. It deals the listed amount of damage in mental damage.
Yep.
The damage is tracked separately by the DM, because if you do end up disbelieving the creature, you get the damage back.
Interesting.
Yep. Or if the, like, the... Because, like, when creatures are hit by it, if the damage isn't, like, believable, Then they could be like, this massive dragon did 5 damage on me. They get a free check. Otherwise, they have to specifically spend an action to disbelieve it.
Yep.
I can talk through it, but through an action. I can't share my senses through it, though.
It's just Kezra's voice.
What sort of profanities?
Well, I mean, I could create like a Chawarka, and I could try to talk to it. And you still get the bonuses for deception for that's similar to like illusory disguise. But yeah, so
that's a lot of really useful things.
Yeah, but extremely. I can just create like a large dragon to fly around and scare people.
Yeah. Illusory creature is one of my favorites.
It's such
a fun spell.
I'm thinking of making it my heightened spell because every level higher and it's heightened plus one, you increase the damage, which isn't very much, but you can also increase the size up to gargantuan per level. Third level is huge, and then fourth level would be a gargantuan creature.
Yep.
That's a good distraction.
It'd be terrifying to just summon a gargantuan dragon.
Mm-hmm.
That or in case of the Vrock.
Yeah.
That would scare the shit
out of them. Yeah, rocks are large, so I wouldn't even need that. Yeah,
but I'm just thinking of like how they ran from that. So like,
yeah, that's true. I'm keeping my signature spell on resist energy because that was pretty nice to use that.
Nice. Yeah.
But in the future, if I ever want to mix up my signature spells, illusory creature might be a decent one to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think other than that, that's pretty much it.
Okay.
I'm almost at 100 base hit points. Which is pretty good for a sorcerer.
Yeah, it's very good.
With false life, I'm over 100, which nice. I always cast. Yeah. So.
Adalar?
All right, so some I will tell you, some I won't. I took Paragon Battle Medicine, which is typically, it's most useful if you have like godless healing and mortal healing, mm-hmm. but there are still some benefits. Like I can reduce the target's frightened or stunned condition by 1, battle medicine, so I can use battle medicine. Oh, I can also, if you are a legendary medicine, you can choose to. And then if I use battle medicine as regular, I can also reduce sickened, enfeebled, or clumsy. So gotcha. I can add a little status restoration with my battle medicine, or I can reduce a more prominent condition such as stunned or frightened, which, I mean, you know, spending an action to give someone else back an action or give them back, you know, their plus one is very useful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And then I want to talk about the spell. You know, I will tell you the spell, but I won't tell you my other thing.
Okay.
So the spell I am planning, because, you know, you can just do lots of spells.
Yep.
But the one I'm planning to prepare is called Divine Wrath.
Cool.
Ooh.
Yeah. So you choose an alignment, and then you get to do that alignment damage that corresponds to your deity in a 20-foot burst.
Wow. Okay.
And it has a pretty large range, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, there's, like, special rules for, like, you know, if you don't match the alignment, or if you're opposed to the alignment, or if you are the alignment, et cetera, et cetera.
Gotcha, yeah.
It's a little bit of a, you know, headache trying to get everyone's alignment straightened out, but it is very cool. And it is totally in line with kind of Adalar's, what he likes to do, so.
I mean, the Adalar versus the Chawarka.
And
the Hawk. I mean, that's the completely juxtaposed on the alignment scale.
Exactly. So. Yep. Oh, and then, I'll just talk about that later.
That's okay. Good. Well, let's get you to the next morning. Do you guys want to do anything beforehand? I know that you guys are like prepping and casting spell doing your spell prep and all that kind of stuff. But is there anything else you want to do, or do you just want to jump right into sneaking in?
I don't know. The only the only thing is like from the whole thing yesterday of taking down that elk is kind of not. He's just kind of like with Vamir and just kind of like brushing over his head a little bit, just kind of like actually spending a little bit like, oh, like that was impressive enough.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of like treating him to like caught something in the morning, killed it, and then threw it in front of him. It's just like, oh,
good boy.
Can't be alive. So here, killed it for you. Boom. But like he was impressed that Vamir was able to take it down.
Yep, one of these days I'm gonna kill that fucking bird.
I mean,
you already took Scout.
You already took Scout. I want to see how many animal companions
I got. I like Scout. He didn't do much.
That's true.
I know you're mad you didn't get to watch Benson take two full turns to get off, taking fire.
I was
to,
really excited
fire
to unleash another breath weapon. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My god.
All right. Does anyone else have anything they want to do?
Not a whole lot I can do.
Okay.
Nope.
I feel like Adelaide's probably going to take a little extra time during his daily preparation because last night was pretty dramatic.
Yeah, yeah. Do you want to talk about that at all with them, or do you just want to bottle it up deep inside and do therapy later?
That's what I do, except I don't do the therapy thing.
Now he unleashes it in battle. Fine. It's healthy.
You know, I think this would be something that Adelar wouldn't maybe talk to Kezzer or Elkwood about, just because they're, I mean, you know, they have their beliefs and stuff, but, you know, as far as, like, connection to the gods, I think he feels more of a kinship with Benson.
Mm-hmm. Shocking. So,
what, Benson? What?
So I think Adelar kind of finds you after your daily preparation, and he's like, Benson, I don't know how much you know about me, but I think Kezra knows this, but long ago, I was abandoned by my mother. She left for good reason. My father at the time was a good-for-nothing. He couldn't quite handle the thought of his mortality. You see, my mother is elven and my father is human, so the fact that his lifespan is so much shorter just kind of drove him to a sort of despair. Anyways, you don't need all of that, but I have been working on this spell. I think I've told you about it, where I can send messages through dreams.
Yes, you have mentioned that.
Yes. In order to complete the casting, you have to focus. And it helps if you have some sort of item of the person's. I don't think it's necessary. You just have to know them, but it just helps to focus your magics. And so, for the first time, I attempted to contact my mother, but it didn't go as planned. I started the message as I normally do, but instead of the normal incantation, it was as if my whole body was transported to Cheliax, but it was not the Cheliax I remembered. It was burning. Destruction and chaos surrounded me. The Temple of Abadar falling, creatures just decimating it. And in the distance was a terrible creature. Ugly, spiked, it was a dragon, destroying everything in its wake, and I knew in my heart that it was Dahak. I don't know how, but it seems that my message was intercepted, and instead of me sending a message, I received one. Our movements are being watched. Our efforts here are not going unnoticed. I know Kezra has previously called Dahak a dead old god, but everything we have seen out here seems to point to the fact that he is very much alive, and his supporters are aware of that too. So I just thought you should know that as we move forward to this encampment, that I don't think we'll exactly catch them by surprise.
No, I find that very unlucky. We're not exactly a quiet group.
Indeed.
I don't believe there's anything I can do to aid you in this particular matter. I can only do what I can to spread the light of the Inheritor. We've destroyed the pillars, and that fiery visage that came out maybe you ever thought you might be trying to be intimidated to stop?
Yes.
So maybe we're doing the right thing.
It would seem that way. The more resistance we face, the more convinced I am we are on the correct path.
So I think the best point of action here would be to go to this encampment, slay every single last one of them, and then seed the ground with salt so nothing will grow.
Well spoke. I'd expect nothing less from a paladin of the Inheritor. All right. I think I'm ready.
All right. With everyone ready?
Yes, yes. Curious. You said that when he woke that there was like ash around.
Oh yeah. Ground was singed.
Yeah.
The
ground around him was singed and he was laying in like a layer of ash.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's definitely obvious.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That'd be something like I feel Elk would notice and just kind of walk and sift it through his fingers. Take stock in it and just kind of keep it to himself at this moment.
Mm-hmm. So let me know when you guys want to go in and we will get to that.
Let's go!
I ain't got nothing else.
Let's all load up in the van. Let's go!
You know where it is, but I would like you to make me a very, very important stealth check as you are approaching the camp.
We just let him go ahead, aren't we?
Yeah.
He's going ahead.
Benson, obviously. Right?
No.
In your clanky armor? Yeah.
My spike got stuck on a vine.
So.
Uh-huh.
Very important, right?
Uh-huh.
That's a natural one.
No way.
Okay. Peace was never an option.
Peace was never
an option. I mean, we talk about how the Hawk knows we're
should
coming.
I use a hero point? But do I have to call it before?
So here's what I'm going
to
do.
You don't have to call it before.
I feel
but
like,
this is like I feel the like, hero point that he has, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
get it out of the way right before we enter the camp.
Oh,
gosh. Yeah. Oh, no. Said very important, but Jake could also be like, oh, you trip and nothing happens.
I don't think that's what's going to happen.
No.
Wait. I'm sorry. Before you go, I meant to cast this. All right, so back up a little bit. Elkwood, as I mentioned...
Elkwood's gone.
Huh?
No metagaming at this table.
Elkwood, as I mentioned yesterday, I've been working on some magics to keep a better track of you. If you are willing, and as long as you stay on this plane of existence, I can be aware of your present state. I can know your direction, distance, and any conditions affecting you.
Huh.
Are you willing?
Yes. Yes, I am.
By Abadar's gaze, the deal is made. And he just shakes hands with you, and then left in your hand is the sigil of Abadar. He's like, with this, I shall be able to know.
Mark is miming, wiping it off.
It doesn't work like
it,
that.
It doesn't work like
it's not coming off!
And he says life connection is only a mile, and you said he checks is 10 miles.
Yes.
So that means that even though we're kind of right outside the Cinderclaw.
Yeah. I imagine you guys walk a ways because you already know where what
right,
hex
right.
it is in. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So lifelink now.
Not lifelink yeah. status.
Stat, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, status. What's the duration on it?
Life connection? Yeah. No. Status?
One day. No, I meant life connection.
Oh, life connection, the duration is 24 hours. That's weird. It says 24 right. hours, and then status, it says one day.
Yeah, you can cast that on him when we leave the camp, just as long as he doesn't go a mile away from
yeah.
him. Yeah.
I guess that is the question. Are we going to go so we're within a mile?
I was saying that you guys went until maybe you saw, like, a trail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and then Elkwa was like, all right, I'll go here.
No, what I'm saying is you can cast it on him. In the morning, it doesn't matter how far we are. He just can't leave a mile from you.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter when you cast like.
Yeah. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Saying.
So
yeah.
Okay, I'll go
but
ahead.
But you can't cast it at camp and then him travel a hex away from you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, so I'm gonna cast life connection.
Got it. Yeah. You cast that on. You cast those on him, and Elkwood, you begin going through the jungle.
Mm-hmm.
Going northwest, it becomes a slog. Eventually, the mud turns into murky water.
Oh, no.
The murky water is, let me see what that says, swamp water surrounding 5 feet deep.
Christ.
What?
Hey.
Okay.
I will say...
That's like up to your neck, almost.
Yeah. Okay, so if you see the traveling and walking, and then if I see the fact that it's getting deeper, I would be going into the trees if it's all possible. Because as soon as I see my foot dropping that far, I feel like Elk would not just go, oh, I'm just going to keep swimming in there now.
Yeah,
the trees here, the vines, as you, like, grab onto them, this is the natural one, as you, like, grab onto them, they just come down.
What?
And so, like, every single time you try to grab one, it just, like, sloshes.
Great.
And you're like, what the fuck? This place is horrible. I hate this place.
I do.
Let me bring you over to the map.
Great. About to say, the hex map makes a lot more sense now.
Yeah, it looking does. At it. It does.
This place is called, I'll tell you this, it's meta knowledge and it's not going to matter much, but it is called the Fortress of Sorrow.
Nothing
bad
on that.
If you know one of Dahak's aliases, it is the Sorrow Maker.
Ooh.
So I love that. It sounds like it sounds like a hymn song. If you remember hymn.
Yeah.
It's a good name. So, as you are approaching Oakwood, you see what looks to be a massive, like, wall. Looks like there's a palisade going all the way around.
Yeah.
But in front of the palisade, it looks like, eight dragon pillar replicas that are 15, 20 or so feet that go all the way around. And you see a vague shell, sort of like almost like a light fog of a magical shell that encompasses the entire thing. It encircles the entire compound that you're looking at.
Wow.
What you can also see as you come up is a Chavarka.
All right.
Or no, sorry, that's a Boggart. Yeah, it's a Boggart.
I gotta zoom in. Hold on, this map is big.
Enhance.
You see one Boggart Swamp Seer. You see another Boggart Swamp Seer way up yonder. I don't even know if you guys can see that far, but you can see one on top of it.
Oh, shit.
So let me tell you about the palisade here. So the palisades surrounding the central building, like a ledge, they rise up 15 feet out of the water. And then there are several 30-foot high watchtowers that break up the palisade as it goes all the way around. This is still behind the magical shell that you see.
Jeez.
So it's all water?
Yes, this is all 5 feet deep water.
Yeah, so 5 foot water. 15-foot wall.
Yep.
And then occasionally there's a 30-foot watchtower.
30-foot watchtower going across. It is massive.
And it's fortified. My God.
You also see down here what looks to be, if you can see in that direction, just behind what looks like the violet pillar, maybe. Uh-huh. Yeah, it looks like violet here. It looks like sort of like a log, like door, like tightly woven logs put together to make sort of a makeshift door. But that is all you see. Go ahead and make me a perception check. As you slosh through this, I imagine you getting, like, frustrated, like...
of course.
You can't write this shit?
No. Natural 20.
Wow.
That is good to know. Because you begin to see something in the water.
Nope.
Swimming towards you.
Nope.
You said a natural 20?
Yeah, which would be a 34, I believe.
That is enough that you see the spines on his back, and it looks like this.
Oh my God, no.
Hey, excuse me?
Let me go ahead and pull this bad boy up to show you the full picture here.
It's like a huge crocodile.
It does look like gargantuan. Huge.
Huge.
Yo,
huge.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Huge.
There we go. 15 feet. Yep.
Oh. It is a huge crocodile.
Mm-hmm.
God.
If you want to make a nature check.
Oh, might as well. It's from Florida.
That thing's definitely got swallowed whole.
Yeah, 28.
That's well enough to know that this thing is called a Dinosuchus.
Dinosuchus.
Let's see.
Dinosuchus.
What do you want to know? I'll give you one thing. You know that this thing is coming towards you, so I'm giving you an action to be like,
get the fuck out.
Oh wait, that's a. And you like I said, you know it's a Dinosuchus.
Yeah.
What other thing would you like to know about it?
I guess unique abilities.
Big fucking jaw.
Yeah.
It does have that. I'll give you this, only because you saw it coming with a natural 20. You know that it has something called an aquatic ambush. So it's a single action. Requirements: the monster is hiding in water, and a creature that hasn't detected it within the listed number of feet. So natural 20. You say coming a mile away. So one action, and the creature moves up to its swim speed plus 10 feet toward the triggering creature, traveling on water and on land. So if you're walking through this, it is just the perfect environment. Once the creature is within reach, the monster makes a strike against it. And the creature is flat-footed against this strike.
Yep. Oh.
It has a single action to move... I don't even know. I don't even see its speed yet. Pretty fast. So.
And it's coming right at me.
It is. Does look like it is coming towards you.
Okay.
So you are still like in like the edge of the trees. You sort of just like... stepped up and a few vines fell.
He's just gonna try to retreat.
Okay. Go ahead and make me another stealth check.
Does Paizo expect us to believe that this thing can hide in 5 feet of water?
Right. Christ, hey, have you ever seen the...
Like how flat if they lay themselves
yeah,
flat?
Yeah, yeah. Have you seen it on Twitter where it's like Flat Fuck Friday and it's just that massive alligator and he's like 6 feet wide and like 1 foot thick?
Yeah, because they like fed him like everything. So they're like, oh, here you go. And he's like, okay, I'll eat a chicken. So that would be... sorry, I'm just trying to make sure what my... plus 18 the stealth. So that would be a 35.
A 35?
Yes.
Yeah, so you disappear. You finally find a branch that is able to hold you, and you pull yourself up, and you see this thing swim up to where you were, and you see its eyes, you know, their eyes poke out just above the water.
It's just like...
And sort of swivels back and forth. The water doesn't move the entire time, but you see its eyes swivel back and forth, and then it just... bloop, back below the
water. That's horrifying. What? It's just kind of said up there, hey, an Adler knows exactly where I am. Yes, you just see him go, whoop, whoop. Yeah, yeah.
Wow, his presence is getting a lot stronger and a lot faster back toward us.
Something is wrong.
Shit.
Liquid is coming back to us at an alarming pace.
Yeah, he can move full speed sneaking. It's easy.
It's way too fast. What's going on?
I think my movement speed is going to be 5 feet in action.
So. Yeah, but you have your shield always raised.
Oh yeah, great. So while you guys die ahead of me,
that's why he's so slow. Because he has a massive shield in front of him pushing the water.
Just vines, everything entangled in the spikes.
Yeah.
So I just imagine like all the water is getting into a suit of armor, and he's just like sloshing.
This is not a fun map for me.
No.
Yeah,
it's not a fun map for anybody.
I love this map for you, Benson.
Thanks.
Yeah. I'm so very excited for this encounter.
Oh, yeah. Great. So he is going to make his way back and going to let them know.
All right. So, yeah, you go back within the whatever distance it was. That mattered to me.
10 feet.
What do you say?
What was the creature's name? Again.
It was called a Dinosuchus.
Dinosuchus. That
sounds like fancy pants way of saying fucking alligator.
It's actually a crocodile. Let me just write that down because I'll forget the name almost immediately.
I've already forgotten.
Yeah, Elk's, yeah, like Elk already. Like he's coming back. Like he's looks a touch panicked. Well, you didn't turn me invisible, did you?
No.
Oh, okay. It wouldn't matter anyway. I'm in the water. Let's see. Yeah, he gets back. There's probably some trouble ahead here. So, besides the fortress having watchtowers everywhere, it is within deep water. I would say about 5 feet. And within that water is a large creature called a Deinosuchus. If you've never heard of it, it is a giant alligator creature that...
Correction. The Deinosuchus is a primitive relative of the crocodile.
So does crocodile.
Yep, it's croc.
which means they're meaner, by the way. That's just,
yeah. Yeah.
Crocodiles are assholes. Alligators kind of chill.
So you're saying I'm going to have to wade through 5 feet of water and fight a giant alligator?
Crocodile.
Great.
It's a crocodile, Benson. Get it right.
Yeah, sorry. I don't know nature about nature.
There's a difference in their temperament.
See? Kezra gets it.
Kezra, I'm assuming you've had some run-ins.
No, just found a biology book in a cell I once sat.
It was the only book in the jail. Like, they got the library card being pushed, and it's like, nature.
Biology of the Marshes of the Mwangi.
I mean, I'd read the shit out of that book. That'd be a great book.
But, yes, there's that creature. There's one doorway to get in, it looks like, but the terrain is terrible. It doesn't allow me to get any closer. But besides wading through 5 foot of water, there's watchtowers, there's this creature. But there was a barrier, it seemed, that, I mean, it seemed to be deactivated from the towers we've demolished.
You said it seems that a barrier was deactivated?
Well, there was a haziness behind it, right?
That's like like I said, it was... it had the color and, like, transparency of, like, a light fog.
Yes.
So
it's like a light fog.
They're hotboxing.
Yes.
Now's the perfect time to strike.
That Doc's like, yes, burn everything. And they're like, yeah, dude.
Just a giant pile of weed.
Right, embers.
He said burn it.
You just see a boggart, like, taking a big hit, and his, like, throat just...
Oh, my God, yeah.
We're just sitting in the water yelling, give all the edibles to the crocodile. Please.
Get the crocodile high.
Wait, so if a boggart is hitting a bong, does that make him a bonger?
A bonger.
That's great.
That makes him from Portland.
Great shit. But... yes, this, and we're going to have to fight through water, unfortunately. I don't see anywhere around it.
We have to fight our way uphill, up water, through beings that can maneuver better than us through here to then get assaulted from towers 30 feet in the air.
Yes.
Okay.
You didn't think it was going to be easy.
Yeah, no.
Maybe we should scout the other side of this fortress for
it's a good
better,
idea.
A better,
Something tells me it's not going to get better.
From what I see, it just keeps spanning around the other side.
I mean, it's worth a look, because this sucks.
This fucking blows.
Fucking blows, man.
There's got to be a better way.
Yeah, we definitely need more information.
Yeah.
Yeah, can we, like, skirt around the edge and go to the north end and see if it's any different on, like, the northwestern end?
Right.
Sure.
Little do we know, there's three more crocodiles on the outside.
I know. That's
there must be a sewer entrance somewhere. I know how these things work.
Yes, under 5 feet of water, there will be an entrance to a sewer.
In every game. Are you guys looking at your tokens? Because I'm gonna skirt you guys around the fortress, so that way you guys to get. I'm gonna say over the next few hours, you guys take you take a wide berth, go in, scout it out, and stuff. And,
all right.
So, as you come from the northeast of this hex,
there we go.
As you see you guys walking, it sort of just comes to a point at the northern end.
It's a big football.
Yep.
Hmm.
Kelly, this map was made for you.
I thought you said it was made for me.
No. I say the encounter was made for you, not the map. go to the very north, you can see that the tip sort of goes off at a 45-degree angle. Going around, you can see all the pretty colors of the pillars that you've destroyed.
Yeah.
Going
Imagine seeing this at night.
Are there boggards on all these 30 watchtowers?
Each of the watchtower. Not each of the watchtowers, so there's...
There's five watchtowers on each side of the football.
Yes, but there are one... There's six boggers total that are walking around the watchtowers.
Gotcha.
Damn. This place fucking sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. There's one goddamn...
Paizo, why didn't you make the last chapter of book two easy?
All I really had to do was just get rid of the water.
No sewer drains. They just hoard all the poop inside the football.
Make me a perception check.
Ooh.
Okay.
I rolled pretty well.
25.
Adelar no sewer system. Some Cheliacs.
He worked on the planning committee.
No, we must put it here. We cannot intersect with the...
So yeah, you got a 30.
A 30. Go up and you're like, I wonder how they poop.
Oh, I know how they poop through their butt.
I just had one of those moments like, I'm part of the show.
You're trying to figure plumbing and you're like, they gotta do something. Like, they can't just like, there's not like a Chalaxian toilet in there. And at that moment, one of the boggards.
No. Don't you dare, Jake.
We are not built for this.
I'm dying telling the joke.
And all it takes is killing Jake with a poop joke. Highbrow humor.
All right, what does Adelaide see?
What does the bogger do?
Does he defecate,
and do
Jake?
Do we have to witness this? Describe it in great detail. How do boggards poop?
The boggart stands next to the thing, squats down, picks up a love letter, and throws it into the water.
And there's just a massive 2-foot-long poop. Just,
jeez.
So he just poops over the wall.
Right over the wall in the water.
Great.
Adelo, why did you make a point of make us watch this?
2-foot-long poop.
Dude was compacted.
Absurd. Absurdly long poop.
He was compacted, all right? Didn't get enough fiber. Well, Adler's... Wait. It's doing something.
Well, we asked, didn't we?
We asked and we learned a horrible secret.
You're part of this group.
You could have said something. Benson could have been like, no, fuck this. We're out of here.
That's not the first time that I've like laughed myself to tears before getting a fucking joke out.
Oh, goodness.
So now that we have that information, that priceless piece of intel.
Yeah, what are you going to do with it? What's your next step?
There's no sewer.
You said the walls are 30 feet, right?
Yeah.
The watchtowers are.
Watchtowers are 30. The palisade itself is 15 out of the water. So you guys are, you know, like neck deep in this.
With ropes and shit, maybe we could bypass.
I was thinking that.
Well, I mean, we're going to get noticed.
Yeah.
I could fly up there with Burning Dive, but yeah, it'd be loud.
Carry one of us with Burning Dive.
You can't silent cast Burning Dive?
What the hell was that?
I don't have silent spell.
Shame.
When would he ever? I want people to know I'm here.
Kesra's never been known for his discreetness.
Jesus.
Discretion.
Yeah, so. Just Burning Dive, old Benson up the top.
Can I not? Can I Arcana the barrier?
Yeah. Do that, or Dragon Lore, if you would like.
Or Ooh. Dragon Lore.
Yep.
All Arcana.
My Arcana's better.
That was a hell of a throw.
Yeah, Kelly, why are you throwing it to the ceiling?
Of course, that 19 landed on the ground. And a natural 1.
I got a 22.
There we go. I assume Kezra's just still awestruck at the poop.
My god, where does
I don't know what this barrier is, but that poop was so long. How is that even possible?
Are they...
No, boggers are medium.
Do his intestines...
are medium.
Do his intestines start at his mouth? I don't understand. Just go straight down.
Jonathan's so done over here. 22, you said? Mm-hmm. Adelar? All right. You can tell that these were somehow connected to the pillars that you destroyed.
Okay.
So you look at them, and the light haze or the lightly translucent shell looks like it might have had some sort of use beforehand, but it's clearly inert.
Hmm.
Okay.
Oh, good. Yeah.
It seems that taking care of the pillars has paid itself back. The return on investment was quite high because this magical barrier seems inert.
What, do you think each pillar had the same ability as its corresponding color?
I actually don't know that.
General Hutt.
It was a hypothetical, but...
I mean, yes, I'm sure we can hypothesize anything.
Don't quote me on that. All right, so, do we blunt force the front? Do we try to get over the walls as fast as possible? What's the plan here?
You said there were like some tied logs that are kind of like in the front of the fortress.
Yeah, as a door. Right?
Yeah. It actually has like a door or like a gate. Right. Yeah.
If someone were to like look at it from a distance, could we make some assumptions about it? Like assumptions like, oh, if we light this on fire, it'll burn down or something like that.
Make me a survival check.
Ooh. You know, I was about to say, man, yeah, the log's burning. This is the Hawks Fortress we're talking about.
Yeah,
so.
I know.
I mean, hell, that one building was immune to fire as well.
Yikes. Mm-hmm. I think Adelar's thinking about that poop too, because he got a natural one.
Oh, okay.
23.
Yeah, you assume that, as John pointed out, with it being the literal the Fortress of Sorrow, the Hawks, and with the fact that any building made here with this wood is so resistant to fire because of just the amount of moisture in the air, it would take a long time to, one, dry it out enough to make it somewhat flammable. So.
Do you have a divine spell called Turn Water to Kerosene?
Water to Kerosene. Well,
now that you mention it.
That's only a divine spell if you're Dahawk.
That'd be cool.
You're going to need this. It's not flammable.
I took the magical arsonist dedication.
This is
rough.
15 feet, 30 feet watchtowers. Is it kind of like slanted or something between the palisades and the watchtower?
Yeah. It's there's a shoddy step work. So yeah, it's just in between.
Yeah, because it's just like I'm thinking if we could. I know we're going to be noticed no matter what, but the thing is, rather get away from the giant crocodile. Because that thing is dangerous as absolute hell.
Mm-hmm.
But the boggarts, if they're all swamp seers, they're just HP sponges.
Yeah, the swamp seers, you also remember were the ones that were casting some of those primal spells.
Yeah. So. I feel like we need to get rid of that because even if we get inside, I just fear them coming out. Like, and being. We'll be surrounded, I think. So if there's a way we could distract and then people pile in with rope and or burning dive, like Kezra holds Benson, burning dives on top of the roof.
Can't do that.
I mean, he burning dive with fucking Drake. I mean,
I think Jake has to rolled that because he could fly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
You're saying Benson can't fly?
Benson can fly.
He can fly.
He believes it.
I mean, I can cause a distraction, but,
Benson's
you know,
good at that, yeah.
I'm not going to be able to get away from the goddamn crocodile.
Yeah, the crocodile. The crocodile is the thing that, like, is more terrifying.
I think...
I don't know how we can get in here without triggering alarms.
I don't think we can.
It's, like, impossible.
Right. Yeah, because we have to be, like, perfect with stealth, get
or
past the crocodile.
Or teleport or something, but, like...
But even then, you have to get the door open.
Yeah.
Which I have no idea if there's anything.
I mean, we could
the door.
We could do what we did with the mines and just hit and run. Well, no, that's the thing. We can't do that because
we can't run.
We can't run.
We can hit and
keep hitting
sludge back. But what I think would be good if we could somehow aggro the crocodile, kill it further away. You know, because like it's just the way that this thing is. It's looking for food. It's gonna. You know, get to us eventually. We might as well try to fight it on our terms instead of its terms. You know, can you imagine we're just getting pelted by, like, fireballs from the summoners, and then the croc comes up? Like, that does not sound like a good time.
Yeah, so we could try that, like, if we can locate it. Because at this point, it probably isn't staying in the same spot. But no. Benson could, like, be sitting at the foot of the water, maybe like tapping, like just a huge like bam bam, but like a something that rustles.
Yeah.
And then we just
so it can then immediately come up and attack me.
Yeah.
Ambush me.
I mean,
you're fine. Yeah. You got spike shield. You're fine.
Yep.
Yeah, imagine like, you know, it'd be like you like biting down on like fish bones or something.
It's like,
right in the gums.
Alright, do we want to try to like lure it over into this area? This bottom bottom southwestern section.
Sure, I don't see a problem with that.
Okay. Move yourselves. So you guys are all grouped up. You guys can be wherever you want when you guys do this. But your plan right now is
getting that
bring the Dinosuchus over here and try to take it out at a distance. Right.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. So like splash in the water in a way that maybe the Bogros wouldn't notice, but the croc would.
Yeah. Like make it seem like, oh, it's an animal that wandered
I'm
too close.
I'm an injured antelope. All
right. I'm going to cast Stone Skin on Benson.
Thank you.
Oh no, you sank down. Oh shit.
I'm going to cast Heroism on Benson. So you get a plus one to your attack rolls, perception checks, saving throws, and skill checks.
Damn.
All right, Elkwood, it's your turn to cast a spell on Benson.
Wow. I cast Fly on Benson.
Oh, just jumps over the walls. See ya.
Bye.
Yeah. And then I have Vital Beacon cast on me, so...
Okay.
My plan is to be behind Benson so he can just, like, touch me if he needs to be.
Got it. All right, where's everyone going to be? Just get your positions
how
ready.
How far back do you want us to be?
Yeah.
We kind of want to be out of the range of the...
Towers. At least if we get cover.
Right. Okay. All right. As long as you're like in the tree line, you can clearly see like where the leaves are and where the water is visible from. Yeah. It's clearly a bird's eye view, so I'm just gonna say, you know, wherever you are, you're obviously taking cover or something like that from a branch or whatever.
Right. And Elk is going to try to get into a tree again.
Okay.
You
can take your time doing that. There's plenty of vines hanging down, and you now realize that not all of these are easy to grab. So you take your time getting up one.
I roll 17 anyway.
So. That's fine.
Natural 70.
All right, and that's where you guys are going to be?
Yep.
Stealthing.
Yeah, bow. Okay. Bow raised.
All right. Benson, you start... how do you make your noise? What do you do?
Just taking the flat of my blade and just...
Okay.
Smack in the water, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Help, I'm a small injured animal.
Yep.
I'm so weak and easy to kill.
I mean, oh.
I'm so fat and full of nutrition.
Yep.
And I'm going to need you to make a perception check.
Oh, great.
I'm right behind him. Could I make a perception as well?
Yes. All of you may make your perception checks.
Oh, yeah. 35.
Nice.
Oh,
27.
26.
Ooh.
Gonna go ahead and mute Foundry's dice roll. That's loud and annoying. All right, sorry. What did everyone get again?
35.
Okay.
26.
27.
20.
Adalar is the only one that sees it coming. Shit.
Benson, look out. It's right there.
You're lying.
As
I don't see it.
As he points it out, you look down and you see the slightest slithering through the water as it comes to you. I would like you all to roll for initiative.
Yay!
Oh, yeah.
Make sure I have an encounter going.
Do I have the option of rolling intimidation?
We can all use our perception that we just did.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Hmm.
Benson, had you seen it, I would have totally let you.
You fucked me, Kelly. You fucked me.
All right, go ahead. Let's go ahead and add everyone except for Vamir. Get out of here, Vamir. You're dead.
No.
We don't want you no more.
You did.
Go on, get.
You'll be happier out there.
All the pillars you can knock down.
All right.
It's all the pillars you can knock down.
Go,
all
buddy.
The dead things you can eat.
Just knock down every pillar you see. He's just harassing some. He goes to Keyboy.
Yep.
Just
knocks down all the towers.
Knocking over pillars. Okay, what was your initiative now?
Well, since we had roll perception for it instead, that'd be actually a 28.
Okay. 28. Adalar, you said you got a 35?
Yep.
Jeez.
26.
Oh, no, perception is 27. I re-rolled. Okay.
Oh, okay.
I thought we were re-rolling for initiative.
You said 26, Kevin?
Yes.
And Benson, you said you got a 20.
Yep.
Oh, that's a high initiative for Kezra.
Still going second to last.
But not last. Oh,
man.
The Dinosuchus, which I'm going to say this right now, it's named.
Oh, no.
It has a name.
Oh, it's Piet.
Joanna!
Oh, my God, yeah. Joanna, get off of that. God, that's a good movie. Wait, watch that recently. That's a
really
freaking good movie.
I know. Isn't it great? Yeah.
The intro, but by the way, Rescuers Down Under. The intro where it's like flying, like through the cameras, like flying through the fields.
Yep.
And you're like, oh, we're going to go there. And it goes past it, and it's still, oh my God. It's a really good movie.
And very fitting because, you know, crocodiles, Australian outback.
Yep. So this thing is going to do its aquatic ambush. So you do see it, so I'm going to say you're not fly-footed, but it was in the process of running or swimming towards you in order to try to get a bite off.
I like to think this thing just rushes out of the water at him.
Yeah.
But since Benson now has access to quick and shield block,
uh-huh.
as the jaws like go out, Benson just pushes his shield to the side.
Yep. You just pull it, whoosh, directly in front of you as this happens.
Spiky shield.
Uh-huh.
It's like a Lake Placid comes at you.
So let's go ahead and roll an attack. Let's see. That is going to be.
Oh no.
That's a 40 to hit.
That's still only a hit.
He has a shield raised.
That's what we have you for.
All right.
Imagine he's about to break through every single one of my spikes.
This is probably a good use of those spikes.
Yeah.
That is going to be 22 points of damage.
That doesn't break through all my spikes.
So first, it's only one spike per hit anyways,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
So it's first the shield, and then it takes off from the spike.
Okay.
No. It's
hardness first, then spikes, then shield.
Okay. Got it. Whew, that's confusing. But
hardened 6.
Yep.
But you have increased hardness because you're a paladin.
I'm pretty sure that's including it.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's base is 6.
Base is 6?
This shield's base hardness is 6. I have it right in front of me.
Oh.
So you, whatever you increase hardness by because your divine ally is a sword or a shield.
Shield.
So it's hardness 9.
I apologize, I thought this was a calculator.
No, this thing's base hardness is 6.
Okay.
So you take 9 off the top, then you start going into your spikes.
Yeah, if it's easier to use the other shield, that probably has like the ally thing on it.
Okay.
So just use that, and then you know we'll handle the spike stuff later.
Spikes is 6. Is that 6?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
6.
So 9 off, then 6 off, and then HP.
Correct.
Or shield HP.
Yep.
Well, it's 6 per spike, and there's 5 spikes.
Yep. So that's into HP now.
Okay. So that was
15.
Okay. That was one action to do the aquatic ambush. It is then going to grab.
Mm-hmm.
Requirements, the monster's last action was a success with a strike that lists grab in its damage entry. Oh, let me make sure.
Oh, shit, this thing's on death roll.
Mm-hmm.
How much damage did you say it did to him?
22.
You have 35 damage in spikes, and you take 9 off the top in the beginning. You don't take any damage.
Okay.
Wait, so all spikes count?
Yeah.
Okay.
It goes through all the spikes, right? Got
it. The largest truck I've ever heard just drove by. look in the shield to see if it says that is one spike at a time. Or
it doesn't say that.
Okay, all right. Okay, then yeah, so they're all gone now.
no damage, wow.
But
I still have one spike, that's the case.
Okay. So he goes up and chomps onto you. Does it deal with... Well, it was still a success.
Yeah.
Okay. So uses an action to grab. And then it is going to use its last action to swallow.
Oh.
That's unfortunate.
Well, yeah, just gets the whole death roll out of the way there.
A death roll would have been fun, but so the swallow hole is also hilarious.
It's also a giant freaking creature,
yes.
So it makes
sense. So This creature attempts a athletics check against the opposed athletics check opposed by the grabbed creature's reflex DC.
Oh, fuck.
Add your armor bonus.
How do you calculate reflex?
10 plus your reflex, and then plus your armor bonus, because you don't have any dex.
Plus armor. All right.
Okay. 32.
Yeah, he's fine. Not a crit.
Not a crit. Okay. So.
But he succeeds swallowing you?
Yep.
Yeah, let me see. So. This
is really bad.
If it succeeds, it swallows the creature. The monster's mouth or jaws no longer grab a creature it has swallowed, so the monster is free to use them to strike or grab once again. The monster can't attack the creature it has swallowed. A swallowed creature... Let's go over this now. I'm just going to read the whole thing. A swallowed creature is grabbed and is slowed one, and it has to hold its breath or start suffocating. You have a ton of constitution. Yeah. You'll be fine for now. The swallowed creature takes the listed amount of damage when first swallowed, and at the end of its turns while it is swallowed. So let me go ahead and deal some more damage to you. It just says that. That is going to be 12 points of bludgeoning damage as you get swallowed down. Just gunk, 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 gunk.
Fair enough.
Swallowed creature takes the listed amount of damage when first swallowed and at the end of his turn while it's swallowed. If the victim escapes, this ability is grabbed. If the victim escapes this ability's grabbed condition, it exits through the monster's mouth.
Hmm.
So you could try to just use an escape. Okay. And just like claw back out.
What was the damage on that again?
12 bludgeoning on that.
Okay. That makes it...
This frees any other creature. As you're also well aware, as in every movie, you can cut your way out.
Yeah.
And there are stats for like how much damage you need to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's its turn.
And you're wielding a single-handed weapon, so...
Yes. So...
You can swing all you want.
Adalar, in one turn, this thing comes up as you went, Benson, look! Grabbed him, threw him in the air, and swallowed him.
I will say, he didn't do that much damage. Funny enough.
So you have lay on hands, you could do.
Yeah. You can sustain yourself pretty well.
Yeah, if I had just laid on hands beforehand, it still would have got me.
No, I'm just saying, like, inside, you're like, lay on hands, healer's gloves... And swim.
Yeah, just keep going. Adalar, what do you do?
Because you're right there.
Adalar, being face to face with this creature, is going to react instinctively now that his protector's gone. And he is going to cry out to Abadar silently.
Mm-hmm.
Ashtar, give me a sanctuary.
And he casts sanctuary on himself. And then he's also going to... Or cast shield in the sanctuary.
Okay. And
gotta make that will save if you want to attack me.
Okay. Good to know. Is that all you're doing?
Yep, that's okay. All I can do.
Okay. Elk.
Okay. So, seeing all this, surprised. And also, just like, oh shit. There goes my idea for a plan. He first action hunt prey, since he didn't see it until now. So hunt prey on that. Second action, because Kezra's right there, he is going to give his warden's boon to Kezra.
Okay.
To give him an extra d8 of damage, and it lasts until your end of your next turn.
Okay.
So because you're the only one right there.
Okay.
And so. Seems just honestly just hit it along its back, if anything. Just weak point, like right up behind its skull plate. And last action is he's just gonna take a shot.
Okay.
Fuck.
Are you up in a tree or are you on the ground?
Tree.
Cool. Yep.
Yeah, so that would be a 24 to hit.
A 24 to hit?
Yeah.
Miss.
Yeah, I figured.
Yeah, you know that.
Chinks off his crocodile armor.
Yep. Tink.
Yep.
Anything else?
Nope.
Kezra is like,
come here, you giant lizard. Eat me!
And he opens his mouth and a giant lightning bolt comes out.
Okay.
Roll a reflex save.
Okay.
You're crocodiles.
23?
Oh!
Alright, you fail.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And you take 25 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
Wow.
Boom. Oh, wait. Oh, I had 76.
Oh.
I rolled 6.
Two.
Ooh.
30 points of lightning damage.
Okay. So, an additional 5.
Yep.
Okay.
That was 2 actions. With his last action, he will cast Shield.
Yep.
And then... he will teleport here.
Just to teleport?
You see him look... You see Ant-Man, the ghost, when he... Ant-Man and the Wasp, where the villain is ghost, who kind of always phasing in and out.
Okay.
Kezra phases out and blinks.
Ooh.
10 feet.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
I like it. I like that a lot.
So, yeah, he moved 10 feet to the north-ish.
As a lightning bolt goes off and he takes a little magical step. Benson, how are you feeling? What's going through your head right now?
I feel like this was expected.
Imagine how wet you felt before.
Yeah. Yep. So I'm trying to think of the likelihood that I'm going to be able to cut my way out of this in one turn, and I don't like the odds.
No. And you're slowed one, too.
So you got 2 actions.
Yes.
And like you said it's an escape action. What is that, athletics?
It is athletics, and it counts as an attack.
Yep.
It also can be your unarmed attack bonus if that's higher.
Let me check. Because I want to do the right thing here.
It would probably be the same as your athletics unless you had like a +1 gauntlet on.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll tell you that the you came ready. You have your sword out.
Yeah.
He was standing there, defenseless.
Yeah, I know. Guys, why are we here?
Pulling the
bite. What's that building?
I stand here with my back to the mausoleum. My defense is lowered.
So,
hope nobody attacks.
What do you think? Should I make the athletics or I just swing for the fence?
Damage.
Damage?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you don't want to make this thing rue today.
That was my next thing I was going to say. The damage is going to be damage.
Pull up suffocation rules so you make sure you don't run out of air, but
I don't
you have some.
I don't,
you have pretty good con.
Fuck you!
Oh no.
That was
a natural
one.
Oh my god, that was a
nat crit.
I never listened to you again, Kelly.
Kelly won it.
That was also.
It would have been a nat one either way.
Yeah, that was also my advice too, was swing. So. Oh boy.
Punt! Your weapon flies 1d4 feet in a random direction, determined by the GM.
Okay.
Lose it in a stomach.
Yeah, you lose it somewhere in a stomach. It's just going to be an action next turn to grab it. That's all I can say. Or your next action will be to grab
it. I'll grab it.
Yeah, all right.
I don't think it can physically go 1d4
right.
feet in any direction.
As he swings it, it shoots out of the stomach like an arrow. Like, swink!
Wait, so it went out of the creature?
No, I'm playing.
It's right into Adelaide's chest.
Yeah, he just dropped it.
You look down, you see the bastard sword. Ow! What did he do?
Well, that was an unfortunate turn, gang.
That was funny. I gotta say, Benson's never been swallowed before. So, he was attacked, grabbed, thrown in the air, and then swallowed. Mark, John, and I have all played Monster Hunter.
Yep.
There's also a bunch of Elden Ring grab attacks that are just like that. Where you're just like, you get like grabbed, and you're just like, Jesus Christ, what the fuck?
Why?
So, top of the next round. However, you see the Bogger that was there on like the very top.
Oh boy.
And he stands up as he saw the Dinosuchus go out there. And he can sort of see into the woods, and he's just like, "Oh, he's eating something." And he shields his eyes like from the sun. He's like, "What is that? What's he doing? What's he got?" All of a sudden, a lightning bolt just shoots out.
He's like, "Oh, what the fuck!"
Like, oh shit! His guttural, frog-like throat starts booming, alerting everyone around.
We knew there was no way we were going to do this without alerting someone. We don't.
I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
I feel nothing but despair.